Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨.
Thank the Lord for the opportunity once again to stand before you.
今日主能够让我有机会来到与弟兄姊妹交通.
I really thank the Lord for many of your prayers this week.
都多谢弟兄姊妹这个礼拜为我付上祷告.
As I've been working my way through a cold.
因为叫我在这个感冒当中来恢复.
I find that it is the prayer of the saints and the grace of the Lord that sustains me.
实在是圣徒们的祷告和主的恩典来扶持我.
Will you please turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Kings?
愿意请大家打开这个圣经《列王记上》.
This morning, by the grace of the Lord, I would like to finish sharing about the person of Elijah.
盼望藉着主的恩典来查完以利亚这个交通.
1 Kings chapter 19.
列王记上的第19章.
We'll read from verses 1 all the way through 18.
我们由第一节读到第18节.
Verse 1. Now Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent the messenger to Elijah, saying, So may the gods do to me, and even more, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And he was afraid and arose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, It is enough now, O Lord, take my life, for I am not better than my father's. And he lay down and slept under a juniper tree, and behold, there was an angel touching him. And he said to him, Arise, eat. And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a bread cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, Arise, eat, because the journey is too great for you. So he arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. Then he came there to a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said to him, What are you doing here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the sons of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, torn down thine altars, and killed thy prophets with a sword. And I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away. So he said, Go forth and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord was passing by, and a great and strong wind was rending the mountains and breaking in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of gentle blowing. And it came about when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, What are you doing here, Elijah? Then he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, torn down thine altars, and killed thy prophets with the sword. And I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said to him, Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael, king of Aram, over Aram. And Jehu, son of Nimshi, you shall anoint king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Mehola, you shall anoint as prophet in your place. And it shall come about, the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall put to death. And the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha shall put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.
列王记上19章第1节到第18节， 阿哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别。耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说：明日约在这时候，我若不死你的性命，像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚与我。以利亚见这光景，就起来逃跑了。 到了犹大的别是巴，将仆人留在那里，自己就旷野走了一日的路程，留到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：耶和华，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我为我不胜于我的列祖。他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了。有一个天使拍他，说：起来吃吧。他观看见头旁有一瓶水与炭火烧的饼，他就吃了，喝了，仍然躺下。耶和华使者第二次来拍他，说：起来吃吧，因你当走的路程甚远。他就起来吃了，喝了。 杖着者飲食的力走了40昼夜，到了神的山，就是何烈山。他在那里进了一个洞，就住在洞中。耶和华的话临到他说：以利亚，你在这里作什么？他说：我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。耶和华说：你出来站在山上，在我面前。那时耶和华从哪里经过，在他面前有烈风大作，冰山碎石，耶和华却不在风中；风后地震，耶和华却不在其中；地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中；火后有微小的声音，以利亚听见就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口，有声音向他说：以利亚，你在这里作什么？他说：我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。耶和华对他说：你回去吧，从旷野往大马色去，到那里就要高哈涉作阿兰王，又高宁士的孙子耶户作以色列王，并高阿伯米荷拉人阿沙法儿子以利沙作先知接续你。将来躲避阿涉之刀的必被耶户所杀，躲避耶户之刀的必被以利沙所杀，但我在以色列人中为自己留下7000人，是未曾向巴力屈膝的，未曾向与巴力亲嘴的。
Let's look back to the Lord in a word of prayer.
我们来到祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the morning that you've given to us.
父神，早晨，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you even more for the words that you give to us.
更为着你所赐给我们的话，感谢你。
And for this life that we have in Christ.
并且为着我们在基督里面的生命，感谢你。
That we may be ones who would know of your ways and your will.
叫我们认识你的道路和你的旨意。
That we would not be people who are ignorant.
叫我们不成为无知的民。
But that we would have vision, your vision.
叫我们能够得着你的意象。
And that we would have your instruction and your knowledge.
并且得着主的智慧，主的知识。
To live a life that is pleasing unto you.
叫我们活得出一个蒙主喜悦的生命。
And to be able to carry forth your very own heart's desire.
并且来到显出你心里面所要的。
And we pray this morning that you would open up your words to us.
早晨，愿你将你的话向我们打开。
Give us a tender heart.
叫我们来到认识你的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm very thankful that we are at this point here at the end of the year.
感谢主，来到一年的末了。
The end of 2012.
2012年的末了。
Another year has gone by.
又过去一年了。
I remember at the beginning of this year.
我记得开始这个的交通的时候。
Coming back from the conference,
是在这个特会来回来。
The things that the Lord had shown me,
主来到启示我。
Was truly a blessing,
实在是一个祝福。
But then, somewhere along the way,
但是在这个途中，
after coming down from the mountain, something seemed to happen.
从山上边落来，好像有些事情来发生。
And somehow, somewhere, I seemed to hit a flat spot.Somewhere, someplace along the way, coming down from the mountain, coming back to reality here, I seem to hit a lull in my spiritual walk.
咁喺山上边落嚟嘅时候，就发觉心里边嗰个火热慢慢好似退去一样。
And it was at that point in time the Lord drew me to this passage here in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19.
就系神咧喺呢段时间，有引领我嚟到列王记上十九章呢一段嘅经文当中。
But I don't think it was at that point in time I had really begun to learn the lesson that the Lord would have for us in this chapter.
但实情嗰阵时我都未完全有学习呢一章圣经里边神要我学嘅功课。
But because the Lord had placed a burden in my heart earlier in the past about sharing through the person of Elijah, I thought it would be appropriate to share them through the person of Elijah.
因着神早前将个负担叫我嚟到交通。第十七章里边以利沙嘅学习我觉得应当系完结呢个以利沙嘅呢个一生嘅交通。
And so this past year I've been able to share through the book of 1 Kings 17 and chapter 18 as well.
所以喺今年我曾经嚟到交通过十七章同埋十八章。
About the person of Elijah.
就系以利亚呢个人。
But it really hasn't been until just this past month that I think the Lord has really spoken to me and taught me in regards to the matters of finishing.
啊，直至到啊最近啊神之先至嚟到启示我，并且俾我学习啊点样样啊嚟到啊完结啊啊以利亚呢一个人嘅呢个交通。
That is the matters of finishing. Coming down off the mountain is demonstrated, is seen in the person of Elijah.
啊，就系话从山上边落嚟，从呢个人啊以利亚呢个人身上边所睇见嘅。
You may recall in the earlier chapters in chapter 17 and 18 about how the Lord had used the person of Elijah to, with the intent of restoring not only a nation but also a king.
睇见喺十七章啊十八章当中，神藉住以利亚呢一个先知啊，唔单止嚟到恢复以色列国，并且嚟到恢复啊呢个王。
How Elijah had made this lightning appearance in the king's court. To pronounce that there will be no rain, no dew.
啊，神点样样用着以利亚嚟到王嘅面前嚟到宣告啊，若佢唔祷告，天必不下雨，都冇露水。
And how this drought would be symbolic of what God was going to do, how He was going to cut Himself off from His people.
啊，呢一个嘅干旱，嗱，预表到啊，神点样样与佢嘅民有决绝。
And so then after that, Elijah pronounces this.Predicament, and then the Lord instructs him to go off and hide himself away at the brook Cherith.
神就用呢个以利亚了作咗如此嘅宣告，然之后佢就去躲喺呢个基立，神亦都引领佢到基立溪旁。
So there he is nourished by ravens, and he drinks water from the brook.
佢喺嗰度，神就用咗呢个乌鸦担呢个肉嚟俾佢，并且去用呢个溪水嚟养活佢。
And then the Lord calls him to move on to go to Zarephath.
然之后咧。神呢亦都带领佢离开呢个溪嚟到法勒嚟到呢个撒勒法去了。
To go help this poor widow.
嚟到帮助呢个撒勒法嘅一个寡妇。
By which we can see how he required a measure of faith.
佢亦都系叫呢个人有咗呢个嘅信心。
Because he first had to ask the poor widow to help him.
因为呢佢首先要嚟到要求这个穷寡妇来帮他。
And then through this exchange where they mutually help one another in the Lord, then he is able to demonstrate that he truly is a servant of the Lord.
当他在主里边给他们来彼此来帮助的时候呢，就显明他真是神的仆人。
And that the Lord truly is God.
亦都主就是真那位真神。
Because the Lord called him to resuscitate the life of her young son.
因为神来到容让他叫呢个穷寡妇嘅儿子嚟到复活。
And then fast forward a few more years over to chapter 18.
喺呢个十八章再往前。
So at this point in time, the Lord God tells Elijah to go ahead and to confront, to meet up with King Ahab.
神就吩咐以利亚起嚟去遇见呢个亚哈王。
But not only with the king, but along with the king, 850. Of the false prophets.
唔单止你要遇见亚哈王，并且叫佢嚟到遇见850个假先知。
So they have this showdown on the top of Mount Carmel.
咁佢哋喺呢个加密山上边就一次嘅对决。
Where they both call on their God to bring down fire from heaven.
两边嘅真先知、假先知都喺度呼求佢嘅神从天嚟降火落嚟。
I think you all know the story. You remember it quite well.
我哋大家都认识到。这个故事因为我们都很熟悉的。
That the false prophets called, but there was no response.
假先知在那里来呼求他的假神，但是天上边却没有回应。
And then Elijah builds up his altar, and then he calls on the Lord, and the Lord sends down fire.
以利亚来筑坛，来呼求神，神就将火从天上边降下来。
So then as a result, the people confess that the Lord is God.
叫这个神的子民认识主耶和华是真神。
Oh, what a great victory for Elijah. And really even more so, what a great victory for the Lord.
对于以利亚来讲是何等大的胜利，不单是他的胜利，也是神的胜利。
So the people seeing the falsehood in the prophets go about and slaughter them, they kill them.
神的子民就看见这个巴力的假先知就将他们杀了。
And then Elijah returns back to the mountain to pray to the Lord to send forth rain.
以利亚就回到山上向神祷告求神的降雨。
And then after seven Seven attempts, seven tries, the Lord answers and opens up the heavens and pours forth rain.
经过七次去观察之后呢，神就降雨了。
And so with great power then, with great energy, Elijah runs back to the city of Jezreel, outrunning Ahab in his chariot.
以利亚得着大能力，就嚟到快跑，甚至乎快过阿哈王嘅呢个马车，去到呢个耶斯列。
It would seem fitting to end the story of Elijah here.
应当咧到咗呢度咧，就有一个好圆满嘅结束啦。
On such a high note.
实在呢个故事到咗一个高峰。
Such an exclamation.
实在一个叫人惊叹。
You know, we like stories with good endings.
我哋都愿意听故事咧系一个圆满嘅结局。
You know those movies, I understand a lot of times in movies they make two versions of movies.
我知道咧，啲人做电影咧，而家咧做两个结局嘅。
Now, one with a good ending and one with a bad ending.
有好结局，亦都有坏结局。
And sometimes they put these trial trailers on and they test out the audience to see which version they like better.
有时咧，佢哋将呢个片花咧先放出嚟，叫嗰啲观众咧选择下佢哋中意边一个结局多一啲。
It seems like the people here in America like the versions that end well.
好似咧美国啲观众咧都系中意大团圆结局嘅。
Where people live happily ever after.
就是从此以后呢就永远东方好的。
And where good triumphs over evil.
就是说好的胜过恶的。
No one wants to go home after watching a bad movie that ends poorly.
没人想看完一套的电影个结果话呢回去家里还带着重担。
That just leaves a poor taste in everyone's mouth and it feels like they've been gypped.
就是说很多人呢如果遇到是这样觉得个口都是酸的。
No, but the Lord is different.
但是主却不一样。
He knows that a lot of these stories that we see are nothing but mere fantasy, fairy tales.
他知道呢原来我们所看这些故事呢都是作出来只不过是一个美好的童话一样。
Because this is the way of man, to sugarcoat things, to make things look well.
这个只不过是人呢愿意披着一些糖衣叫一些结局好一些。
But God, He's a true God.
但神是真神。
And He lets us see both the good in the bad.
他愿意我们真的看见美好一面也看见败坏的那一面。
And here in 1 Kings 19, we see another side of Elijah.
所以来到19章我们就看见以利亚的另一面。
We see him in the midst of him coming down from the mountaintop.
就看见他从山上下来。
After he has had this mountaintop experience with the Lord,
当他在山上高峰与主有那个经历之后
，where he was used so greatly,
他乃是被神所大用的。
But we know that a great victory can also set up the potential for a great fall.
我知道有咗一个嘅伟大胜利之后咧，亦都可能引领我哋进入一个十分大嘅失败当中。
The higher that we move, then the greater it is that we can possibly fall.
人升得越高，我哋有机会跌得越大。
It's just like the spiritual mountaintop experiences that we all probably have had.
都好似我哋属灵里边嘅经历，都系有时都系如此嘅。
And maybe even the one that we're looking forward to in this next week.
甚至乎系下嗰个星期，我哋所盼望嘅。
We know.At the end of the time, unless the Lord comes back, we're all going to have to come back here.
我们知道完了之后我们都要回来这里。
We're going to have to come back to reality.
我们都要回到去实际生活当中。
And how is it then that we will come back?
我们回来的时候会是怎样的样子呢?
Will we be able to rest in the strength of the Lord and march forth?
我们能否安息在神的能力的底下向前来走呢?
Or will we stumble and trip along the way?
或者是我们走路向前走的时候会跌倒呢?
You know, when we are low, the enemy has no need to attack us.
当我们低沉的时候仇敌不需要攻击我们。
But when we are high, when we're spiritually fit, serving the Lord, that is when the Lord would want to attack us. That is when the Satan would want to attack us.
但当我们灵里边高昂的时候就是仇敌要攻击我们的时候。
Praise the Lord for the great victory that he shows us through the person of Elijah in 1 Kings 17 and 18.
感谢主，他藉着17章、18章，俾我哋睇见以利亚里面嘅呢一个高嘅。
But we also praise the Lord for the picture that he gives to us of Elijah in 1 Kings 19.
我都感謝主喺十九章俾我睇見以利亞嘅另外一面。
Because it's a picture of failure.
因為呢個一個失敗嘅經歷。
A failure that men would not want to show or reveal.
就係人本身唔願意將佢顯喺人前邊嘅。
But failure that God would want us to see and learn from.
但係呢個失敗卻係神要我哋嚟睇見並且喺當中有學習嘅。
You know, there's few guarantees that we have in life.
在我们的生命的里面甚少有这些担保。
I think you've all heard that saying that there's no guarantees in life except for taxes and death.
我们都说在人生里面只是没什么是肯定的除了是死亡和赋税之外。
And of course, looming in the minds of many Americans now is this fiscal cliff that we're headed off of.
在很多美国人的脑袋当中呢圍繞的就是說前面的財政懸崖。
And then I think this fiscal cliff more than anything, well I shouldn't say more than anything, but one thing that it tells us is that with even more certainty that in our life we're guaranteed to have taxes and more taxes.
其實呢在這個以外呢財政懸崖以外呢其實往前走呢無論如何肯定都會加稅了。
Oh, thank the Lord in Christ, we have many guarantees, we have many promises.
感謝主在基督的裡面我們有甚多的應許。
But in this world, it is another thing.
但在世界當中它是另外一回事。
We cannot take what we have for granted.
我們應該覺得我們所有的都是理所當然得著的。
Those times of happiness, or even those moments of sorrow.
就是快樂的時間或者憂傷的時刻。
They may last for a long time, or for a very brief moment.
雖然這些有時候是很可以經歷一段很長的時間或者很短暫。
But through it all, the Lord would want us to hold on to Him and to seek out after Him, to learn from Him.
無論如何經過這一切神願意我們學習怎樣來找住祂怎樣來經歷祂。
And so such is the case with the person of Elijah.
亦都在以利的身上邊亦都是如此。
His moment of victory, that euphoria, that excitement that comes with it, did not last very long.
在祂得勝的時刻这个胜利的感觉没有经历很长的时间。
No sooner had he come back to the city of Jezreel, fresh off the mountain, that he would be faced with his next challenge.
当他来到这个耶斯列的时候呢很快他就面对另一次的挑战。
Now, having secured such a great victory for the Lord and even for the people,
为着神为着神的子民有这么大的胜利
you would think he would have received a hero's welcome.
你会感盼望他应该是一个英雄的行径。
He should have been awarded the man of the nation.
他应该成为全民的大英雄。
But instead he was branded the criminal of the state.
但是呢在现在却是叫他就成为了一个罪犯。
And instead of being hailed with glory and praises, he was handed a death warrant.
本来呢应该得着称重赞美的现在呢就被判死刑。
He should have been respected, but he was persecuted.
他应当是被人尊敬的现今呢他是被这个控诉的。
Verses 1 and 2 tells us how all this happened.
第一节第二节告诉我们这些事情怎样解了发生。
When Ahab returned to the city, he told Jezebel all that Elijah had done.
阿哈将以利亚一切所行的就告诉给这个耶洗别知道。
Ahab places focus on the things of Elijah.
这个阿哈呢将这些一切的事情呢都放在这个以利亚身上边。
When he came back, he really should have reported what the Lord God had done.
他回来的时候应该将主所作的事来到放为作为这个中心。
He completely missed the point.
他完全失去了这个中心点。
His line of sight was on the horizontal things, the things of the earth, rather than vertically on the things above.
阿哈王所看见的只不过地上边的事他没有看见通往天上边的事。
His proper response should have been to glorify God, to testify the Lord's goodness.
他应当所作的是将神为神作见证将神的美好的美事来见证出来。
Rather, through this verse, we can really get the picture that here he is, bemoaning his defeat.
但是你看见他在这里只不过数算他自己的失败。
Of how he had been humiliated and how these prophets of his had been put to death.
就是讲到他 自己怎么样来得受到羞辱，这假先知怎么样来都被处死。
Now we know Ahab was really a very weak man.
知道呢，这个阿哈王呢，个软弱的人。
He truly was unable to comprehend those things God would want him to see.
他没办法来到理解神愿他所看睇着睇到嘅属灵嘅事情。
Now God had literally, practically struck him with lightning as fire came down from heaven, just feet away from where he stood.
神就系好显眼嘅。叫天上边有火嚟降落嚟，就系喺佢个脚前要发生呢啲嘅事。
And all the people of the kingdom that were up there with him, they fell down on their faces and confessed that the Lord is God.
所有嘅人都跪低嚟到向神嚟到承认耶和华是神。
Yet the king himself did not prostrate nor confess.
但系呢位王却冇跪喺神嘅面前嚟到承认呢一切。
Probably because he was too proud to admit that he was wrong.
或者佢係太過驕傲，佢冇承認自己嘅過錯。
You know, this could really have been a dawn of a new area for his nation, for his kingship.
如果佢係咁做嘅時候，佢可以為佢呢個王權帶嚟一個新嘅時代。
He could have repented and inspired and rallied the people to follow after the Lord God.
佢可以喺神面前嚟到悔改，帶領佢嘅子民嚟到為著神要向前走。
But he failed to seize the opportunity that was handed to him up on the mountain.
但他却没在山上找着神给他这一次的机会。
And likewise, he also failed to seize the opportunity that was handed to him as he came back off the mountain.
亦都从山上下来，阿哈王亦都没找着神给他的机会。
He could have shared and led his wife, the queen, back to the truth.
他应当来到跟这个王后来到将这个真理来到讲清楚。
He had come this close to the living God, and yet he was an unchanged man.
他好似同神好近，但佢却冇任何改变。
So he just went back home and returned to his normal routine.
佢就翻到屋企，作佢平时一向所做嘅事。
It reminds me of that verse in the book of Peter.
主就提用着呢个彼得嘅书信嚟提醒我。
About that dog that returns to its own vomit.
狗吐咗出嚟嘅，又翻去再食翻。
Or that so after washing.Returns to wallowing in the mire, in the mud.
就猪所洗洁净嘅翻去入去喺个泥水里边嚟打滚。
How easy it is for us to forget the work of the Lord.
我哋真系好容易忽略咗神所做嘅。
After we go to the meeting, or after we have some service, or perhaps after He has blessed us, we forget His faithfulness upon us.
当我哋到神面前要得福，我哋又翻嚟就忘记咗。神在我身上所做的一切。
We're only able to focus on the Lord for just such a brief moment, and then we return to the world and forget about Him.
我只能够很短暂的要聚焦在神的面前。当我回到世界的时候，我又忘记了。
Because Ahab was unable to lead his wife, Jezebel took things in her own hands.
因为阿哈他没有办法来到引领他的妻子，并且呢来到将这些事物呢控制在手里面。
And brothers,
弟兄们
those who are husbands,
就是作丈夫的。
This serves as an indictment against us.
神就是这样要引领我们。
It's a warning.
这个是警告我们。
That we must know how to lead our families in our lives.
神叫我们怎样在我们生活的底下来到引领我们的家庭。
Lest they just take things into their own hands.
就是我要将这些一切放在我的手里面。
For Jezebel, she served up a death warrant for Elijah.
就好像这个他的太太这个耶洗别一样，将他现在要叫这个以利沙来到以利亚来到死。
She basically made an oath to take his life.
他就起了誓要杀这个以利亚。
But she's very clever. She's very smart.
但这个太太呢很聪明的。
I mean, she could have killed him right away.
他可以立刻来杀他。
In fact, she sent a messenger to him.
佢派咗使者话佢听。
That would have been an opportunity to do away with him.
就好奇好叫啲使者杀咗佢就得啦。
But she knew better.
但佢却晓得更多。
Because here he was, the man who had just revived the nation.
因为呢一个神人系叫全国有一次极大复兴。
So she did something that was more effective.
所以他用一个更有效率的方法。
She placed this threat on him. She placed the threat of the life on him.
他给他一个死亡的恐吓。
So that he might flee and rid himself from her presence and the presence of her people.
啊，叫佢起嚟逃走，离开佢嘅民。
And you know what? It worked.
哦，原来有果效啊。
He took the bait and he ran with his life.
啊，呢个以利亚就中咗招啊，咁就逃命。
How did this happen?
呢个点解会咁发生呢
？What went wrong?
究竟有啲咩錯失呢
？Elijah was such a strong man.
以利亞係何等一個堅強嘅人
？So rugged.
何等能夠經歷一個難處嘅人
？He was like a rock.
好似一嚿磐石一樣。
Nothing can move him.
冇咩嘢能夠移動佢
Only the Lord.
只有神能夠移動佢。
And wherever the Lord called him, whatever the Lord called him to do, he would do and he would go.
無論神呼召佢往哪裡去，佢都會去。
Now he was not only strong physically.But he was strong spiritually in the Lord.
佢唔單止體力了強壯，並且佢靈裏邊亦都強壯。
He always spoke with so much power and so much authority for the Lord.
佢所說嘅話大有權柄，大有能力。
He was fearless in whatever the Lord called him to do.
無論神叫佢作何事，佢都一無所懼。
And of course, he stared down the king and these 850 false prophets up on the mountain.
甚至乎喺山嘅上边，佢都唔将呢啲假先知同埋王放喺眼嘅里边。
But on his return from the mountain, we see a different side of him.
但系当佢从山上边落嚟嘅时候，我睇见佢另外嘅一边。
We can read it in verse 3.
我哋喺第三节就睇到啦。
That he was afraid.
佢里边生咗惧怕。
His heart melted like wax.
佢嘅心如蜡融化。
In the King James version, in the Darby translation, instead of saying he was afraid, it says he saw that.
在答秘的法律里面呢不是说到惧怕说他看见这些。
What was it that he saw?
他看见什么呢
It was his circumstances.
他看见就是眼前的环境。
He may have seen his circumstances before, but his eyes were always fixed on the Lord.
虽然这个环境不是第一次在他面前来到发生大救恩时咧，佢嘅眼系向着神嘅。
But now in this instance, when he had come back down, his eyes were fixed on his circumstances. He was overly preoccupied and solely thinking about what was around him and what might happen to him.
但系当从山上边落嚟嘅时候咧，佢嘅眼目咧，佢系注视地上边嘅环境，佢嘅思想系集中喺佢周围所发生嘅事情嘅当中。
It reminds me so much of the Apostle Peter when he was.On the Sea of Galilee, and he saw the Lord, and the Lord told him to come out and meet him, and he did, and he was walking on the water. But then, when the winds came up and took his eyes off the Lord, he began to sink.
这个提醒我，这个使徒彼得在加利利海的里面，他讲见到主的时候呢，他注目在主的身上，主就叫他出来，他就在海上边行走。但当他的眼目一离开主的时候，他就往下沉。
And so because Elijah took his eyes off the Lord, he was overwhelmed with fear and with anxiety.
因为以利亚没有将他的眼目注视在主的身上边，他却移开了他的眼目，因着这样的缘故呢，他里边就充满了恐惧。
So no longer was he the spiritual man, but he became this natural man.
他不再是一个属灵的人，乃是一个属肉体的人。
This is human nature.
这个是人。
That we run from our problems.
我哋从呢个难处当中嚟逃跑。
That we run away. And so such he did.
佢就系逃命啦。
We read in verse 3 that he ran all the way to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah.
第三节就嚟记载佢逃命到咗犹大嘅别士巴。
Now, here's a man who ran so well with the Lord to such great heights and victory, but in the end, we see that he runs away.
一个何等高昂的神的仆人在这里，他在这里逃跑。
When it was time to finish the job, he was unable to.
应当要完成他的使命，但他没有完成到。
For the Lord's work was not quite complete yet.
因为神的工还没完全。
You would think that he would have just run across the border from Israel into Judah.
我哋有思想啊，佢从呢个以色列经过边界去到犹大。
But if you were to look at a map, you would know that Beersheba is about 100 miles away, actually on the opposite side, on the opposite border of Judah, away from Israel.
当你嚟到睇地图嘅时候咧， 別士巴咧係離開呢、這個啊、以色列咧成一百英里啊。
The country of Judah should have served as a safe place for him.
啊，猶大咧應該佢話對嚟講咧係一個安全嘅境地。
Because the sons of Judah were still worshiping the Lord.
啊，因為猶大嘅子民咧，佢哋還係敬拜神嘅。
And they were at odds with King Ahab and the Queen Jezebel.
並且咧，佢哋同呢個亞哈王。
But that's what happens when we give our way to fear.
啊，但係咧，雖然係如此，啊，卻叫佢裏邊咧仍係充滿恐懼。
We start becoming irrational.
啊，我哋咧裏邊咧啊
，we start to become irrational. We become to not think very well and straight.
哦，啊，裏邊咧好失咗理智一樣。
You could have just run across the border.
他應該走到邊過咗邊界。
But instead he ran to this far off city.
但呢他卻走咗去呢個好遠嘅城市。
He could have just stayed in the city.
他可以停留個城市裏面。
But we see that he ran off to the wilderness.
但呢他卻去曠野。
And he could have just remained in the wilderness one day away from the city.
他應當去跑到曠野裏邊離開呢個大城市。
But then he runs 40 days, nights, all the way out to a mountain, a remote, remote mountain out in the desert.
但是呢他走了40昼夜来到一个山那里。
Did he not trust the Lord? Did he not trust the men of Judah? Did he not even trust his own servant?
他是不是不相信他自己的民众呢？他是不是不相信主呢？
He was really losing his mind because he was at the end of his rope. He had given up hope.
因为呢他其实呢好像失了理智一样。他將好像失去了盼望一樣。
And as such, then he asked the Lord to take his life.
他甚至乎叫主取他的性命。
It's so ironic that in fleeing death, in fleeing this death threat, that he ends up asking to have his life taken.
很諷刺的，就是他起來本來是要逃命的，現今他卻求神取他的命。
Oh, his emotions and his feelings were running him.
他的情感來到超越了他自己的理智。
He felt rejected. He felt unappreciated. Defeated even.
他觉得他没有被任何人来接纳。他的里面就起了一个这样的情绪。
Just like those prophets before him, he felt that he was no better than his fathers.
就是在好像他前边以前的历代先知一样，他觉得他不比任何一个好几多。
Just as they struggled, and in many cases really unable to turn the hearts of the people back to the Lord God, so he felt the same.
他觉得他没有办法叫这些神的子民的心来回转到神那里，他觉得他都是一样。
And so in verse 4 we find Elijah here in the middle of the wilderness, tired, hungry, and depressed.
第四节就说他来到旷野又累又累。
It's a really bad combination to do anything spiritual.
實在沒辦法能夠做任何屬靈的事情。
See, Elijah had lost his sense of reality.
以利亞失了這個裡面真實的一方面。
He said, it is enough. He was ready to give up.
他說夠了，我想放棄了。
He was content with finishing on the bottom.
他覺得說現在跌到這個最低境這樣來完結呢，他覺得都沒問題。
He had forgotten so quickly that it was just moments ago.Days ago, that he was on top of the Lord.
他忘記了幾日之前他就在那個高峰的裡面。
That the nation was ready to turn their hearts back to the Lord.
在那陣時整個國個心已經預備好可以回轉歸神。
But now through the words of one evil woman, an agent of Satan, he was stopped cold.
但現今藉著一個女人來說就是仇敵的差事他卻在裡面整個人會冷淡下來。
Not only was he unable to complete the work of the Lord, but he had lost all sense of what the Lord had done.
不單止他沒有辦法完成神所托付他做的並且他在整件事裡面要停止了在那裡。
I think he also lost his sense of purpose.
都失去了這個目的。
He thought he had nothing more to live for.That there's no more that he could do.
覺得他生存再沒有意義，他不能夠再做任何事情。
So he wanted to go out on his own terms.
所以他要用自己的要求 来到啊寻找出路。
Now, this is the nature of man.
这个是人的本性。
That we want to live on our own terms.
我要按自己的要求来活。
But that's not how it is with the Lord.
但神却不是如此。
Now, as God's people, we must learn that this decision is the Lord's decision, not ours.
作为神的子民，我们必须晓得是神决定我们如何来往前走，不是我们的要求。
Now, we must learn to finish on His terms and not our own terms.
我们必须按着祂的旨意来完成祂所要做的事，不是按着我们的旨意。
The Lord calls us to run the race, not to quit the race.
神要我们来奔跑前边的路，不是作逃兵来逃离这个奔跑。
It is the Lord who sets the finish line, not we ourselves.
也都是神为我们设立前边的标杆。不是我们自己来设立的。
You know, He calls us to run through that line, not to pull up and coast.
是祂叫我们来跑到终点，不是我们来设立任何的一些目标。
Isn't that so much the nature of man, our very own nature?
这个是不是就是我们的本性呢？
At the end of the year here, we just want to coast.
来到一年的末了。
Oh, now I am on break. I'm done with finals. I finished my project.
我的功课做完了。考试也都考完了。
I'm just gonna kick off my shoes, throw a log in the fire, bundle up and just be lazy.
我咧就将书包掉咗，鞋除咗，我就懒惰啦。
I'm just gonna eat and be fat and be happy.
又吃又喝，以为得到快乐。
I think that's what my kids want to do.
这个咧，我的仔女好似系咁样样。
But the Lord, I want to do that too, but. The Lord instructs us to do something else.
我都想是这样，但是神却指示我别的。
To finish the race.
就是奔完那未奔的路程。
To finish that which He has called us to do.
就是跑完神从上边所召过我要奔跑的路。
But sadly for Elijah, he had lost this vision.
但对以利亚来讲，他失了这个属天的异象。
And so he closes his eyes and hopes that he might just die.
他就闭起眼目。愿意来寻死。
But the Lord is so gracious.
但神却何等的充满怜悯。
He does not answer Elijah's prayer.
他没有应许到以利亚的祷告。
But instead, he sustains Elijah.
他却在那里来供应他。
And he comforts him. He meets him.
安慰他，遇见他。
Not just once, but twice.
不单止一次，两次。
Through an angel of the Lord.
藉着这个天使。
Who physically provided for him.
来到在这个食物上面来供应他。
With food, with bread, with drink.
有喝的，有吃的。
So in the strength of the Lord's provision, Elijah makes his way for 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Horeb.
因着神的预备，叫以利亚能够奔跑四十昼夜。
You know, 40 days and 40 nights. We know that this is a period that is repeated many times in the Bible.
40这个数字在圣经里面重复的出现。
And we even know specifically that there were two other individuals, Moses and even the Lord Jesus himself, who went without food and water 40 days, 40 nights into the desert and in the mountain.
知道圣经里面起码有两个人，就是摩西和主耶稣。40昼夜里边没有饮食在旷野的里面。
It was a moment of testing. It was a moment of reliance on the Lord God.
是试炼的日子在神的面前。
And I thank the Lord though that His grace is sufficient for us and was sufficient for Elijah.
感谢神，神的恩典是够我用，也都够以利亚用。
As that heavenly food and drink was able to strengthen him for that journey.
因为属天的食物能够维持。
Because Horeb was a great distance. Mount Horeb was about another 150 or 200 miles south of Beersheba.
何烈山是在这个别士巴以南150英里到200英里的路程。
It was on the western edge of the Sinai Desert, or the Sinai Wilderness.
是西乃旷野的西面。
And it was called the Mountain of God.
那是神的山。
Because this is where the Lord God appeared to Moses at the burning bush.
因为神就在荆棘的火焰里面在这里向。
And this is also where the Lord spoke to and covenanted it with his people.
啊，这个也都是神在这个山上边与他的民在山上边来立约。
So it's off this mountain that Elijah goes to meet the Lord.
啊，所以以利亚就是来到这个山与神要相会。
And so when he finally arrives there, the Lord asks of him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
啊，当他来到何烈山的时候，神就向他说，你在这里做什么呢？
You know, God asks us not because he doesn't know the answer, but because he wants to see where our hearts are.
啊，神来到向我们发问，他不是不晓得我们做什么，他要我们认识我们的心究竟在哪里。
And in Elijah's response, we see that he was one who was filled with fear and despair, and discouragement, and even pride and bitterness.
在这个以利亚的回答里面，我看见他里面充满了失望，充满了害怕，甚至乎绝望。
Verse 10, we see that he was one who was very fervent for the Lord. He was very zealous.
第十节那里呢，我看见他原本向神大发热心的。
But in his zeal, he had lost sight of reality.
但是在这个热心的里面，他却好像离开了这个真实。
Because as it says in the book of Romans, that our zeal needs to be based on knowledge.
因为在罗马书里面你要提到，我们为神的热心呢，必须是根据在知识的里面。
It needs to be grounded in the truth. It needs to be rooted in the Word of God.
需要有真理作基础。
Without it, is just extra energy.
如果没有神的话作基础，这个只不过是我们用自己的血气去做一些事情。
And in his zeal, he became one who was very self-centered.
在这个热心的里面，他成为一个自我中心的人。
It was about what he had done.
就是说他我做了什么。
And not what the Lord had done.
不是神做了什么。
Now he was no longer focused on the Lord but himself and his circumstances.
他再不是聚焦在神的身上，而是聚焦在这个环境和他自己的身上。
He had become just like Ahab.
他就好像变成好像阿哈王一样的光景。
Focused on the horizontal rather than the vertical.
他只是聚焦在注目在这个平面上边，他没有注目在通往天上边那个直线的里面。
And then he moves on, and then he speaks of the shortcomings of the sons of Israel.
然后呢，他就来要投诉以色列民的缺点。
Of how they had forsaken the Lord's covenant and torn down his altars and even killed his prophets with the sword.
以色列人怎样背弃了神的约，毁坏了神的坛，怎样杀了神的先知。
His accusation may have been correct, but his spirit was not.
他所控诉的一切事实上是对的，但他的灵却不一定对。
For in these words, we can sense anger and bitterness.
因为在他的话语里面充满了愤怒和苦毒。
It's like Moses at the rock of Meribah when he struck the rock twice.
就好像这个摩西有两次敲打磐石一样。
In great anger at the people, he disregarded the holiness of the Lord.
他向这些以色列人生气，却没尊重到神。
And because of that, he forfeited the privilege of being able to lead the people in the promised land.
因着如此，他没办法领他的众民进入应许地。
So in this passage as well, we see that Elijah forfeits his privilege of being able to finish the Lord's work.
同样的，以利亚没办法在那里将要神本来要他所完成的你要完成。
And then he also cites about how he alone is left and how they had sought to take his life.
他也都来讲到他是十分孤单的，甚至只有我一个，他们都要来寻索我的命。
Because we have read on and we know that there were actually many individuals who were still standing for the Lord, we can understand that Elijah was mistaken.
我们曾经来读过，我们都知道仲有很多先知是为神要站立的，这个是以利亚他自己身份的误解。
So he made the mistake that many of us make when we fall into despair and discouragement and we isolate ourselves.
他所犯的都是很多人所犯的，我们将自己孤立起上来，我以为只是我遇到这样的情况。
Truth becomes distorted, it becomes twisted.
真理被扭曲。
And we become selective in what we hear and believe.
我们所听的，我们有所选择。
Elijah, he had forgotten about the many who had turned and confessed the Lord God on that day up in Mount Carmel.
他忘记了在加密山上神所讲的，神所做的。
Somehow he convinced that he himself was the only one that was left.
他以为他只是唯一一个留下来的先知。
And then along those lines, he also thought that the whole nation was after him.
他也都以为整个国都是来追杀他。
That they were seeking his life, the sons of Israel.
他以为整个国都是来要杀他。
But it was just the queen.
但其实只是这个皇后。
Who had laid the threat.
出现了恐吓。
The Lord is so gracious to us.
神向我们充满恩典。
As he is to Elijah.
也都向以利亚都是如此。
The Lord told Elijah to go stand before him on the mountain.
神对以利亚说，你出来站在我面前。
And the Lord passed by.
神就在他面前经过。
But he was not in the wind, nor was he in the earthquake, nor was he in the fire.
耶和华不在烈风的当中，也都不在地震的当中，也都不在火的当中。
It would seem natural, even fitting, that the Lord would reveal himself to Elijah in this way.
我觉得神耶和华神应当是这样的形式向以利亚来显现。
For we know in the days of Moses, as recorded in the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy, this is how the Lord revealed himself to the people.
因为在这个旧约的里面，出埃及记或者是申命记当中，神就如此向他的子民显现。
On Mount Sinai, Mount Horeb, there was great smoke and fire, there were earthquakes, there was lightning and thunder.
在这个西乃何烈山上边，神就在地震、在火焰的当中，你向他的子民显现。
But the Lord did not want to reveal himself in this mighty and powerful way.
但是今次神却没有选择用这么大能的光景来向他的子民来显现。
He chose to reveal himself in a different way.
神却是选择用另一个方式向这个以利亚来显现。
Through the sound of a gentle blowing wind.
就好像微风的一样来向他来讲话。
It's a soft, gentle voice.
是十分温柔的向他讲话。
Like the voice of the Holy Spirit.
好像圣灵的声音一样。
The Lord, I think, wanted to reveal his tenderness and his loving compassion on Elijah.
神愿意以他的温柔，以他的慈爱来到向以利亚来讲话。
And not only on Elijah, but also all those sons of Israel who had gone the wayward way.
不单止向以利亚如此，并且那些走错路的以色列民，神都是这样向他们来讲话。
Now, God is not that father who's always coming after us with that big stick.
神不是我们以为那个严厉的父亲拿着刑杖来追着我们打的那个神。
You know, sometimes when we're in trouble, when we sin, when we're away from the Lord, we think the Lord is out to get us.
当有时我们犯罪的时候，我们常常误解神在那里追赶我们。
Because I did this wrong, or because I lied, because I cheated. Oh, this terrible thing is going to happen to me.
因为我犯罪，因为我欺骗，因为我失败，神一定要起来刑罚我。
Now we forget that God is a God of compassion as well.
我们却忘记神，他是没有怜悯的神。
He's not only solely a God of judgment and of discipline.
他不是单单是那位管教和刑罚的神。
But this is what Elijah was looking for.
但这个却是以利亚所以为会得到的。
He wanted God's vengeance. He wanted God's wrath.
他以为他会得到神的愤怒，神的报应。
Oh, Lord, these people treat you so poorly. Do something about it.
这些人起来这样来到背逆神，主啊，你应当向他们显出你的报应。
Judge them.
在那里来审判他们。
Now punish them. Discipline them.
刑罚他们。
They don't deserve your love.
他们不应当得着神的爱。
Because they've strayed so far away from you.
因为他实在离开神甚远。
And they've gone and worshipped other idols.
他们在那里来到敬拜偶像。
Elijah, he had the heart of a person like Jonah.
以利亚他的心好像约拿一样。
Who just wanted God's wrath to be displayed, God's judgment on the people of Nineveh.
佢好似約拿一樣，佢願意神嘅憤怒嚟臨到呢個尼尼微城嘅民。
Or like that brother of the prodigal son.
或者好。
Who was so upset and disappointed when the father made merry upon the prodigal son return.
或者好似个浪子嘅哥哥一样。当这个父神当他的爸爸起来接纳这个浪子的时候他里面起了何等大的愤怒。
Now, this is not fair, God.
神啊这个不公平啊。
How come you treat them so well when they deserve so much worse?
为什么他们所做的应该得着很大的刑罚为什么你今天对他们这么好呢
But there is a lesson for all of us to learn.
但是其实呢这个对于我们每个人来讲呢都应该有一个功课来学习。
That the Father God does not want to judge us, but that He wants to save us.
我哋嘅父神，佢唔单系话要审判我哋，佢却系愿意嚟到拯救我哋。
And so in tenderness, He reveals Himself to us this way, as that gentle King.
因此喺温柔嘅底下，佢好似一个温柔嘅王啊，咁样嚟到向我哋启示佢自己。
For he did not send his son in to conquer the world.
神差遣他的儿子来不是要来征服这个世界。
But he sent his son in as a suffering servant to save the world.
他的儿子来到这个地上是作为一个受苦的仆人来拯救我们。
Do we see the heart of God?
我有没有看见神的心呢?
Or do we see the wrath of God?
还是我们看见神的愤怒呢?
What is it that we want ourselves?
我们究竟想我们是怎样
Do we want all the hard things of God?
我们想要神严厉的事情
Or do we want the tender things of God?
还是我们想要神温柔的一面
So the Lord again asked Elijah, What are you doing here?
所以神再一次向以利亚说你在这里做什么
And sadly Elijah gives the exact same answer.
以利亚再一次又再重复那一个的答复
Once again he evades the question.
他没有答神的话
I think his heart was still hardened. It was not tender.
因为他的心实在刚硬，不是柔软。
And his faith was still low. It had not been resuscitated.
他的信心还是软弱，没回复的。
So he was just on autopilot. He was just on automatic.
所以呢，他就好像很自动的就这样再回答了。
He wasn't thinking. He just repeated the almost exact same answer that he gave the Lord before the Lord appeared to him in such a tender and gentle way.
他虽然神用着这么温柔的话再一次来问他他却好像里面没有任何再去思想下就很自动按照他自己的本性来回答这一切的问题。
Now, in spite of our shortcomings, the Lord is so gracious to us.
虽然我们充满了缺失但是神却向着我们有何等大的怜悯。
He doesn't quit on us. He doesn't let us go.
神没有很容易的将我们放过。
Though we may be out wandering in the wilderness, He knows where we are.
我们虽然在旷野的里面要流浪，祂知道我们在哪里。
And He finds us, He meets us.
神要寻找我们，要遇见我们。
He sustains us and He encourages us.
祂在那里供应我们，并且在那里鼓励我们。
So He encourages Elijah.
所以祂在那里要鼓励这个以利亚。
And tells him to go and anoint three individuals.
祂叫祂去，去，来到高三个人。
Haziel to be the king over Aram. Jehu to be king over Israel. And Elijah to take his place.
并且高以高这个以利沙来代替他的位置。
For through these two kings, the Lord would eventually judge the people of Israel.
藉着这两个王，神终归有一日。来到审判以色列民
and also the house of Ahab.
亦都来到审判亚哈家
and then through Elisha, the ministry of the Lord could be carried on.
藉住以利沙，神嘅职事能够有一个嘅延续
Well, God is compassionate, but He's also righteous.
神系有怜悯嘅神，但系佢都系公义嘅神
Now He will finish His work.
神会完成佢嘅工作。
He will make things right and fair.
他会叫一切的事情是公义的来处理。
Though it may not seem like it at any particular point in time.
虽然如果我单独在时间里面看的时候呢，可能我见不到。
God will not let his testimony be extinguished.
神不会叫他见证来到消失的。
For he is faithful to himself.
因为神是对着他自己是可信的。
In verse 18, we see that the Lord leaves a remnant of 7,000 that have not bowed their knees to Baal.
在十八节那里我们看见神为自己留下7,000个人是未曾向巴力屈膝的。
Now God is so faithful.
神是如此可信。
And he hides away his people when they are in trouble.
当他的子民在困难底下的时候，他将他们收藏。
And he keeps them for himself.
他为着他自己的缘故来留下。
To be revealed in glory that day when our Lord Jesus Christ himself is revealed in glory.
当我的主耶稣在那一日来到在荣耀里面显现的时候，这班人都与他一同来显现。
What a beautiful picture.
何等奇妙的一幅图画。
The Lord knows and he keeps those that are his.
神晓得并且留下属乎他的人。
And even though we do not, he knows all these things in secret.
虽然我们看不见，但是神在他的好像在隐藏当中，神是晓得的。
You know, there may be some of us here today who feel like we are in secret, that we are in hiding.
或者在我当中，我觉得我看不见什么东
西。That we are just struggling to finish, to get to the end of the year.
好像我们好在那里要挣扎，要完今一年的日子。
That we're just hanging by a thread, that we're so tired, we're so weary, we're ready to give up.
我们十分的疲倦，十分的困苦，好像差不多要放弃，就是这样找住来到这一年的末了。
There are also others of you, though, who are on the opposite end of the spectrum.
还有一些人呢，或者在另外一方面。
You've had such a good year.
今年过得好好。
You were able to do so much.
成就了很多事。
Everything is just lined up, ready for the next year.
好像啲事一件一件排好，明年我又要做一啲嘅事啦。
Whether we're running to the Lord or running from the Lord, whether we're ascending the mountain or descending the mountain.
究竟我系奔向神定系离开神？究竟我系往山上跑，还系往山下跑
？And the encouragement this morning is for us to hide ourselves away in Christ.
早上彼此嚟到鼓勉励嘅，就系我哋应当藏喺基督嘅里面。
Hold on to Him.
我哋应当紧紧嚟找着住。
Don't let go.
唔好放手。
How we finish will determine really who we are. It says a lot about not only who we are, but who our Lord is.
我哋点样完成神所以我哋做嘅，就话俾我哋听，我哋究竟喺主面前应当系点样嘅一个人。
How we finish will also determine how we start.
我哋如何嘅嚟到完成？就话俾我哋听，亦都话俾我听，究竟我系点样嚟开始
？Or how the next generation beyond us starts.
亦都系作一个榜样，俾下一代睇见佢应当系如此嘅，怎样开始
？Now, brethren, contend for the faith.
弟兄们，我哋应当喺呢个信心嘅道路里面继续。
Stand firm.
要站立得稳。
And finish the race.
并且跑完喺呢个赛跑。
Let's end in a word of prayer.
我哋一同嚟祷告。
Father God, we thank you that you're one who's so gracious to us.
父神，我哋感谢你向着我哋何等嘅有恩典。
That you will not let go of us.
你从来唔放弃我哋。
That we are precious in your sight.
叫我哋喺你嘅眼前成为宝贵。
Oh Father, you are precious in our sight as well.
父神，你喺我嘅眼目当中亦都何等嘅宝贵。
Your loving compassions do not end.
你嗰个嘅怜悯却系冇尽头嘅。
They are indeed new every morning.
每一天早晨都是新鮮的。
And so this morning, we recount our blessings.
早晨我们再数算我们的福气。
We recount your goodness and your faithfulness unto us.
我们数算你向着我们身上所作一切那个信实的。
We thank you for your words of encouragement.
我们来到感谢主给我们有勉励的话。
That you keep us, you prepare us for that day.
你来到保守我们。你叫我们为着那一日
that we will be made perfect and complete in our Lord Jesus Christ.
叫我们在基督耶稣里面成为完全
to be revealed in that day when our Lord himself is revealed in glory.
当我主耶稣在荣耀里面显现的时候，叫我们就在那里与主一同显现。
May you have your way with us.
愿意主的 方法在我身上面。
Speak to us, for those of us who are in that cave, in that darkness.
主要向我们讲话，特别就是那些在洞的里面的弟兄姊妹，向他们讲话。
Give us your tender voice.
主要用温柔的话向我们讲。
That we may hear thee.
叫我们能够听见你的话。
And be comforted.
啊，并且在里面得着安慰。
Oh, for those of us who are coming down from that mountain.
啊，倘若有人是从山上边往下走的。
Teach us to be humble and steadfast.
叫我们里面能够有谦卑。
That we would not just coast and take it easy.
啊，叫我们不是走到末了的时候，哦，主啊，叫我们啊不是放松的。
But that we would have your heart to complete your work.
我们有着基督耶稣的心，你要完成主的工。
We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.